And now it's time for Back Talk. That's where we lift the curtain on what's happening in the Tell Me More blogosphere and hear from you. Editor Ahmad Omar is here with us once again. What do you have for us today, Ahmad?
We've got a lot of news updates today, and we want to start in the Middle East. There's news there that Zainab Al-Khawaja has been arrested and jailed for a month in Bahrain. We spoke to Zainab on this program in April. She and her family have been demonstrating against the monarchy that rules that nation. But according to the Associated Press, Zainab was accused of abusing a policewoman at a protest. She'll reportedly have another court appearance this weekend. Zainab's father, Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja, is a Bahraini dissident who's been sentenced to life for his part in what supporters say are peaceful protests. He's been on hunger strike and she's been calling for his release. Here's a clip from our conversation with Zainab last month.
I mean, we have been punished for a very long time now. My father is one example, and the price that he had to pay for that is the way that he was arrested. They broke his jaw in four different places. My father now has more than 20 metal plates and screws holding his jaw together. He was tortured for more than 2 months. He was kept in solitary confinement.
Well, Zainab's father is continuing his hunger strike, and he was in court in a wheelchair this week. He's reportedly having his life sentence re-examined.
And we are going to continue to follow this important story. Ahmad, what else?
Well, on a lighter note, we mentioned earlier this week that Hikaru Nakamura won the U.S. Chess Championship over the weekend. We spoke with him earlier this month as part of our Game Changer series for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. On Saturday, Hikaru capped an undefeated run to the championship. Since then, he's been to New York for a charity chess event there, and he's flying off to Russia now to take on some of the best players there. Oh, and he's got a $40,000 winner's check to help him enjoy those sights and sounds.
What? Oh, well. Congratulations, Hikaru. And Ahmad, I think you also have some news from the Twitterverse.
Earlier this week, we spoke to Julian Bond. He's the chairman emeritus of the NAACP because the historic civil rights group came out in support of gay marriage. Bond said he hoped the NAACP resolution would encourage people of color who oppose gay marriage to reconsider. Well, we got a tweet from the user Mimi1PokerDiva that said, "Just because the NAACP endorses gay marriage, it doesn't mean African Americans and Latin Americans will follow their lead. The NAACP no longer represents the majority of African Americans and Latin Americans."
Well, actually, we have some news about that, too. There's a new ABC News Washington Post poll just out today that says that the number of African Americans who do want to legalize same-sex marriage is on the rise. 59% of black respondents to that poll said that they do want to legalize same-sex marriage, and 65% said that they favor President Obama's position on the issue. So there it is. It's an evolving story. Anything else?
Well, we wanted to end by taking a moment to remember Hal Jackson. He was a broadcaster who broke down color barriers in radio. He died Wednesday at the age of 96. Here he is talking to NPR a little over 10 years ago about how he walked into a D.C. radio executive's office and asked for his own show back in 1939.
He said to me, "Use the N-word. No N will ever work on this radio station, and I doubt any others. They're none working in Washington, you know." I said, "I know how much it would mean to the black people of Washington if we had a show."
Well, Hal Jackson rounded up his own sponsors and bought airtime through an ad agency for an overnight slot, and he just walked into the station again 15 minutes before airtime.
Everybody was stunned. And I was scheduled to go on. They couldn't locate the manager wherever he was. Anyway, we went on the air, and the phones just lit up.
Hal Jackson's career took off from there. He wound up hosting three different daily shows on three different New York stations in the mid-1950s. He worked hard in the civil rights movement. He pushed for integrated swimming pools and organized integrated concerts. And he worked throughout his life to help young people. In 1990, he became the first black person elected to the National Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame. And he kept doing his weekly radio show on WBLS in New York until just a few weeks ago.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunday Classics. I'm Hal Jackson.
It is truly the end of an era, and our condolences go out to his family. Thanks, Ahmad.
Thank you, Michelle.
And remember, with Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. To tell us more, you can call our comment line at 202-842-3522 or visit us online at npr.org/tellmemore. Please remember to leave us your name. You can also find us on Twitter. Just look for @TellMeMoreNPR.